Blog Talk Radio.
Praises shall continually be in my mouth. Good morning, November the 18th, 2023. And this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and we're taking charge and living life to its fullness. I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor the host on today, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and the CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, and we have an anointed spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to get right to it. Announcements. First of all, I want you all to have a blessed and safe Thanksgiving on this week. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. Thank you to those who have sent in your donations. They are well appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in the continuing months of 2023. And if you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, M-A-Z-E-N. GRACEMINISTRIES@gmail.com. And we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. And we have exciting lessons. So please tune in. And if you want to connect to this lesson live, you can go to http://tobtr.com/s/122-88502. Let's get into the explanation of our lesson. Looking over this year and facing the eve of 2024, we the people of God can honestly say that we are blessed. We have experienced many circumstances, tests, and blessings. We see change everywhere. However, through it all, we can give thanks to God. We can give God thanks. We can say, thank you, Lord. Thanks, that is the key to God's many blessings. Thanks is an expression of our gratitude, appreciation of daily benefits received. And this word will illuminate your heart and lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ to end your suffering. We will take you on a journey that in the word that will give you to greater peace, greater hope, and closer to Jesus as we set the pace for victory. And did you know that thanks make room for more? Hallelujah. The theme for this month of November is we are thankful unto God for his goodness. The lesson for this third Saturday in November is a time of thanksgiving. Our text is coming from Psalms, the 30th chapter, and I'll be reading from the King James Version, and it reads, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and has not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there is in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. We're going to do some definitions. The definitions of thanks means is an expression of gratitude. Some of the synonyms are gratitude, appreciation, acknowledgement, recognition, and credit. Usually, thanks is a grateful feeling or acknowledgement of a benefit, favor, or the like, expressed by the words or otherwise. Now, what this is for believers on Thanksgiving. The original Thanksgiving celebration was held by the Pilgrim settlers in Massachusetts during their second winter in America in December 1621. The first winter had killed 44 of the original 102 colonists. At one point, their daily food rations was down to 5 kernels of corn apiece. But then an unexpected trading vessel arrived, swapping their beaver pelts for grain, thus providing for their severe need. The next summer's crop brought hope, and Governor William Bradford decreed that December the 13th, 1621 be set aside as a day of feasting and prayer to show the gratitude of the colonists that they were still alive. The pilgrims seeking religion, freedom, and opportunity in America gave thanks to God for his provisions for them in helping them find 20 acres of cleared land and for the fact that there were no hostile Native Americans in that area. Along with the feasting and games involving the colonists, and more than 80 Native Americans who added to the feast by bringing wild turkeys and venison, prayers, sermons, and songs of praise were important in the celebration. 3 days were spent in feasting and prayer. From that time forward, Thanksgiving has been celebrated as a day to give thanks to God for his gracious and sufficient provision. President Abraham Lincoln officially set aside the last Thursday of November in 1863 as a day of thanksgiving and praise to be our beneficent father. In 1941, Congress ruled that after 1941, the fourth Thursday of November be observed as Thanksgiving Day and be a legal holiday. Now, the Bible states that we are to give thanks unto God for his many benefits. Scripturally, we find things related to the issues of thanksgiving from cover to cover. Individuals offered up sacrifices out of gratitude in the book of Genesis. The Israelites sang a song of thanksgiving as they were delivered from Pharaoh's army after the crossing of the Red Sea. That's Exodus 15. Other times, the Mosaic Law set aside three times each year when the Israelites were in gathered together. Unleavened bread, also called the Feast of the Passover, Exodus 12, 15 through 20. The Harvest or Pentecost, Leviticus 23, 15 through 21. And the Feast of Ingathering or Tabernacles, Leviticus 23, 33 through 36, which involved remembering God's provision and grace. Harvest and Tabernacles took place specifically in relation to God's provision in the harvest of various fruit trees and crops. The book of Psalms is packed full of songs of thanksgiving, both for God's grace to the Israelite people as a whole through his mighty deeds, as well as for his individual grace to each of us. David's example of thanksgiving was Psalms 30. Praise, give praise to God for his deliverance. David writes, I will call, I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave and you spared me from going down into the pit. You turned my wailing into dancing. You resolved my sackcloth and clothed me with that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. Let me read it from the Amplified Version. Thanksgiving for deliverance from death, a song at the dedication of the house, the temple of David. I will extol and praise you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cry to you for help and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought my life up from Sheol, the netherworld, the place of the death. You have kept me alive so that I would not go down to the pit, yes, to the grave. Sing to the Lord, O you, his holy God, kneeling ones, and give thanks at the mention of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. As for me, in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. By your favor and grace, O Lord, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was horrified. I called to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication, that specific request. What profit is there in my blood, in my death, if I go down to the pit, to the grave? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your faithfulness to man? Hear, O Lord, be gracious and show favor to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my soul may sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Here, David gives thanks to God following an obviously difficult circumstance. This psalm of thanksgiving not only praises God in the moment, but remembers God's past faithfulness. It is a statement of God's character, which is so wonderful that praise is the only appropriate response. We also have examples of being thankful in the midst of hard circumstances. Psalms 28 depicts David's distress. It is a cry to God for mercy, protection, and justice. After David cries out to God, he writes, praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. That's Psalms 28, 6, and 7. In the midst of hardship, David remembers who God is, and as a result of knowing and trusting God, gives thanks. Job had a similar attitude of praise. Even in the face of death, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised, as Job 1 and 21. New Testament thanksgiving. In the New Testament, there are repeated admonitions of thanks being given to God. Thanksgiving is always attached to our prayers. Some of the most remembered passages of the giving of thanks are the following. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 17, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, Philippians 4 and 6. Therefore, I extort first of all the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, 1 Timothy 2 and 1. These are examples of believers' thankfulness in the New Testament as well. Paul was heavily persecuted, yet he wrote Thanks be to God, who always lead us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. 2 Corinthians 2:14. The writer of Hebrews says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. 12:28. Peter gives a reason to be thankful for grief and all kinds of trials, saying that through the hardships, our faith may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. 1 Peter 1:6-7. The greatest example of thanksgiving is the one God has given in the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus paid our sin debt so a holy and just judge could forgive us our sins and give us eternal life as a free gift. The gift is available to those who will call on Christ to save them from their sin in simple but sincere faith. Let's read. John 3:16, and this is the King James Version. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 3:19-26 says, now we know that what things soever the law says, it says to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may be guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ephesians 2:8-10 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. For this gift of his Son, the gift which meets our greatest need, the Apostle Paul says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. My questions to you are you thankful? Can you say that you are grateful for your loved ones that are not here this year, or for the things that have been lost, the trials that have been faced, and the battles lost? The test that you have repeated for the third or fourth time, in all of these things, we are to be thankful. 2 Corinthians 4:15 says, for all things are for your sake, that the abundance grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Ephesians 5:20, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In conclusion, we, like the pilgrims, have a choice. In life, there will always be those things that we can complain about. The pilgrims have lost many loved ones, and so have we, the believers. But there was also much to be thankful for. As our society becomes increasingly secular, the actual giving of thanks to God during our annual Thanksgiving holiday is being overlooked, leaving only the feasting. May God grant that he may find us grateful every day, all of his gifts, spiritual and material. God is good, and every good gift comes from him, James 1:17. For those who know Christ, God also works everything together for good, even every event we would not necessarily consider good, Romans 8:28-30. May he find us to be his grateful children. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And we come to say thank you on this morning. Lord, you are the Alpha and the Omega. Lord God, we just thank you this morning for waking us up this morning with our minds headed towards you, God. Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God, for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've already done, God, and we thank you for what you're going to do, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just ask you to keep us for this Thanksgiving season, Lord God. Look on your people. Look on your people everywhere, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just come to give you all the glory. We come to give you all the honor, and we come to give you all the praise. And then, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to forgive us. Forgive us for any sins we have committed, God, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. Lord God, forgive us for our slothfulness, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to come up to where we need to be, God. And then, Lord God, we ask you to look on our country as a whole, God, our president today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Look on the nation, God. And then, Lord God, look on my leaders, Administrative Assistant Superintendent Dr. Byron L. Gibbs and Lady Gibbs, Lord God. Look on my assistant pastor this morning, Ella Johnson and Evangelist Johnson, Lord God. Then, Lord God, look on Dr. Carrie and her mother and her father, Lord God. Lord God, bless her in all her future endeavors, Lord God. You know what she needs, God. Meet the need, God. And then, Lord God, look on the mothers this morning, God. Mother Garnett, God, Mother Norman this morning, Lord God. Give her complete healing in her body on today, God. Hallelujah. Ease the pain, God. Hallelujah. Ease her mind. Give her peace in mind, God. Look on Mother Maxine today, God. Hallelujah. Look on Mother Esther Moore today, God. Mother Luckett, God. Oh, God, you know what your mothers need, God. Hallelujah. Do it for them, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God. Then, Lord God, go over to Indiana. Look on Sister Pat. Go down to Texas and look on Sister Christine and Sister Martin today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Go over in Iowa, God. Look on Devin today, God. Hallelujah. Look on our children. Look on Tanel today, God. Oh, God, look on the women of Zion Sanctuary on today, Lord God, the Hope Navigators, God. And then, Lord God, look on our ministerial staff, God. Look on the ushers today, God, the musicians, the chorale, God, the young people, God, the married people, the single people. God, look on Mother Boyd over in the hospital, Lord God. Bless her body, Lord God. You know what she need, God. Hallelujah. Do it for her, God. Then, Lord God, look on the bereaved families on today, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, Prophetess Brown, God, who lost her mother. Oh, God, encourage her heart, God. You know what she needs, God. Comfort her heart, God. Oh, God, and others that are bereaving on today, God. And then, Lord God, look on all those who said pray for me, and I didn't remember their name, God. You know where they at, God. Go to them, God, and meet the need. And then, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for Thanksgiving that's coming up this Thursday, Lord God, if you say the same. We asking you to be with us, Lord God. And then, Lord God, be with us in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where your host is the Dr. Maria Carey on today. And today is Evangelist Rogers, who is your co-host. And I just want you all to go and listen. Come back next week. Dr. Carey will be back next week every Saturday. We're here every Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning with spirit-filled lessons. And then I just want you all to just have a blessed, beautiful day. Go out there, enjoy the weather on today, and remember that God is still in control no matter what our circumstances, no matter what it looks like. Walk in faith on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.